As one simple example of a wrong theory that has much to teach us and which forces us to re-examine the basis of what we believe and its larger context, let's take a look at how the continents of the Earth came to the present positions. The overwhelmingly dominant mainstream scientific consensus is the continental drift theory, which states that the continents drift around the Earth, driven by the processes of expanding rifts in the ocean floors. This is compensated by subduction zones, where the ocean floor slides under the continents. This theory agrees with a great deal of geological data for both the continents and the ocean floor, so it is a very good theory. Continental drift theory was not fully accepted until after global seafloor mapping and geology were available after the Second World War, and largely due to work by the U.S. Navy and U.S. Oceanographic Services.